What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Congresswoman Claudia Tenney joining us. Congresswoman, good morning.
Good morning. And I just want to say happy Father's Day to everyone out there, and happy Father's Day to my dad in heaven, who, by the way, was a New York State Supreme Court justice, one of the longest serving, who spent a lot of time in Western New York when judges in the old days, the Supreme Court justices were assigned all over the state. And one of his favorite places was going to Western New York. He used to love it. And we loved it, too, because we could go to a hotel and visit him in an indoor heated pool, which was a big luxury back in the 70s.
Those are, I still think a hotel pool is a luxury, if you ask me.
Yeah, absolutely. When we were kids, you know, we didn't have access to anything in the wintertime. There was nothing like it. We used to go to this lovely little hotel called Salvatore's. I know it's still there in some capacity. And that's where we used to stay because they had an indoor heated pool.
Those are the best. Those were the best to look forward to. And yes, I'm going to screw the name up now, but it's at the end of the 90. I know exactly where you're talking about.
Yeah, it's on transit. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Congresswoman, this week you wrote a letter to Governor Kathy Hochul asking her to pardon President Trump. Explain that to us.
Yeah, well, first of all, everyone knows that this attempt to and ultimately ending in a really bastardized prosecution of President Trump down in New York City was completely unprecedented, completely a malicious prosecution. Alvin Bragg did this case after it had been passed over by federal prosecutors. Everyone said, there's no case here. There's no violation. There's nothing wrong. If it had been the case, Hillary Clinton should be getting prosecuted and held guilty. Actually, she was, because she was using the federal apparatus, as was President Obama, to try to create a Steele dossier to create the whole Russia hoax that we now know is untrue based on the Hunter Biden's laptop. Again, this is an attempt to prosecute President Trump so the Democrats could use the term, you know, convicted felon against President Trump. They obstructed his ability to defend himself. Those are cornerstone principles in our criminal justice system, where the defendant has the right to put his witnesses on to face his accusers. He was denied all of those constitutional protections, and then they got exactly what they wanted. Everyone knew from the beginning of this trial that they were going to hold him liable for these things that were not crimes in a state court with federal crimes. It was totally just a miscarriage of justice. And Kathy Hochul, as a member of the New York State Bar, should pardon President Trump. We even have a Democrat candidate for president and a Democrat colleague of mine, Dean Phillips, who called for Kathy Hochul to pardon him because he knows this is a miscarriage of justice. I went a step further. I also think Alvin Bragg should be removed for failing to prosecute, failing to do his job in New York City. Violent criminals are getting let go or not being prosecuted in his jurisdiction in New York City, and she's doing nothing. And Lee Zeldin, when he was running for governor, ran on, my first act will be to remove Alvin Bragg, and that's something Kathy Hochul should follow up on. I don't care who's a Democrat, who's a Republican. We have to uphold our justice system. As a member who took an oath of office to uphold our Constitution and to live by the ethics code of New York State, Kathy Hochul should do the same. She should pardon President Trump, and she should remove Alvin Bragg.
Has the governor responded?
Not that we know of. We haven't heard anything from her, and we're hoping that she does.
We were going to have her on. We didn't hear from her either, Congresswoman. So
we'll, no surprise.
We'll let you know. I want to go to that Biden laptop, or the Hunter laptop, because as we found out in that court trial, it was an actual real thing. But it was called during the election Russian disinformation and signed by members of the FBI. What do you think of that, and how should that be addressed?
Well, every single one of those people promoting this as a Russian hoax, those 51 intelligence agents or former intelligence agents, including Brennan. And by the way, the person who put these people together, our own Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, actually said this was a clear case of Russian disinformation. Yet incredibly, the Department of Justice and the FBI used the laptop as evidence, credible evidence in the trial against Hunter Biden, where he was convicted on all charges, you know, for gun crimes. But really, what they didn't do is charge Hunter Biden for the crimes that he committed in tax evasion, failing to live up to our laws under the tax laws. And actually, the Department of Justice, as was shown by the whistleblowers who came before my committee on Ways and Means, actually showed that the Department of Justice and some of the people in the Department of Justice under Merrick Garland, who I call a dirty cop because he is refusing to give up evidence that he needs to on the transcript and the audio recording of President Biden that we knew had happened, refuses to let that go. He's been held in contempt by the House Committee on Oversight and also the House Committee on Justice. He needs to come forward and let that evidence come forward. Otherwise, he would be prosecuted, as others were, people who refused to comply, whether it's Steve Bannon, other members of the Trump administration, or people that were held in contempt, are now sitting in prison. So we have a two-tiered justice system. That means it's unfair that if you're a Democrat, you don't have to live up to the justice. If you're a Republican, you get prosecuted and put in jail. You just can't have it that way, and no Democrat or Republican should accept that. So back to Hunter Biden and this situation. That laptop is valid. It's true, and we know that. And actually, in the debate with President Trump back in 2020, President Biden said that the laptop was Russian disinformation. He should be held accountable also as our commander in chief and our top officer in the military.
I want to ask you about the former president meeting with Republicans in Washington, D.C. There was a alleged comment that came out, and it reminded me of when President Trump was in office and everyone overreacted to the things he allegedly said. We saw this with a comment about Milwaukee, and then the next day you've got people wearing Milwaukee shirts. You've got elected officials talking about how awful the comments were. So, Congresswoman, what was the comment that Donald Trump said about Milwaukee?
Well, as Yogi Berra said, deja vu all over again. President Trump's coming into office. Now he's going to get smeared. He's going to get lied about. And the media is already in overdrive. I was in the room. He was tremendously positive and optimistic. He was in great spirits. And I asked him a question about election integrity, which is of great concern to me. There is a Biden election executive order, 14019, for the nerds out there, that is tasking our federal agencies to do ballot harvesting and to collect ballots in a partisan way, working with partisan organizations.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Democrat leaning to collect ballots and take our people who are federal workers off of their mission of serving the public and deal with electioneering. This is a direct violation of the Hatch Act. I said to the president, what are we going to do about what's happening, the vote harvesting, the fraudulent potential that is here in these elections? And he answered that question directly, saying, we've got real problems. We saw this in some of our cities, whether it's Philadelphia, whether it's Atlanta, and Milwaukee. He was specifically cited potential for election fraud. That's exactly his words. I listened intently. I heard it. Some people in the room didn't hear the whole question because probably there was talking and they didn't hear it. He was specifically talking about election officials engaging in electioneering or potential election fraud. He was not talking about the people of Milwaukee or the people that live there. He was talking about the people who are involved in the election process. And that was so clear, and it was exactly in response to my question. He directed some of that to RNC Chair Michael Whatley, who was also in the room, who is working on dealing with these election issues that we've done. I am the founder of the Election Integrity Caucus in Congress. Over 70 members are a member after what I went through in 2020, and also President Trump. During the pandemic election, a lot of the irregularities, rules thrown out the door, a lot of safeguards not maintained because of that election, and we are concerned about it, and that's exactly what President Trump was addressing. It had nothing to do with the people of Milwaukee, but leave it to the media and the Democrats to try to, you know, just bastardize this again, to misquote President Trump. And there were apparently some people in the room who decided to take this out of context and try to smear President Trump, which is all it was. It was a smear on President Trump. He's exactly right. We do have election problems. We do have electioneering. It's by design by President Biden and the Democrats and some of these left-leaning organizations, knowing that they're in trouble in the swing states, and Wisconsin is a swing state, and everyone should be very concerned. The 2020 election was decided by less than 44,000 votes in three swing states, and Wisconsin was one of them. We have to be very wary. This whole election, which is going to be very close, is going to come down to very small number of votes. And if we find people are cheating in this election, it could turn the whole election around. And I think people should be very concerned about this. One citizen, one vote. Let's make voting great again. Get out and make sure that you vote and that you only vote once and that nobody is taking your ballot from you or voting for you in your place. Let's make sure on both sides of the aisle we do this fairly.
In his discussions with you guys, did he bring up the upcoming debate, which is going to be on CNN, and, you know, any concerns he has putting the debate in the hands of CNN?
He didn't really say too much about the debate. He was, you know, obviously concerned about what's going on, you know, what's going to happen as the campaign moves on. He did, you know, make some comments about Joe Biden not being fit to be in office. He mentioned, did you see him at the G7, you know, wandering around off away from other leaders and not really knowing what's going on? And that was concerning. And President Trump has a way of bringing up things in a very funny way. Obviously, he's very funny, but he's very direct. And it was, you know, he's right. President Biden is showing clear signs of real decline. If you see just the footage of the debate from 2020 versus today, President Biden has declined even more than he was in decline back in 2020. So it is a concern, and President Trump did raise that.
Speaking of the president overseas, he came back yesterday or the day before, and, you know, he is campaigning with the Hollywood A-listers, and I saw yesterday he was saying something with Jimmy Kimmel. What do you see when you see presidential, you know, candidates and or the current president, you know, the idea of campaigning is with the Hollywood A-listers? What does that say to you?
That means the Democrats are desperate and they think they're going to lose, because every time they get in with the Hollywood A-listers, they end up losing races. But I think it's interesting when you see so many different sort of famous people in media, like Charlemagne the God appearing on Fox News on the Gutfeld show, the president appearing in the Bronx in minority neighborhoods, reaching out to everyone because he wants to make America great for everyone. He really is reaching out to everyone, not the elites. He wants to go back to what he ran on in 2016, which is the forgotten men and women in our communities, especially up in upstate New York, where we're all from. We've been forgotten. We were the people that built this community, built our nation with the Industrial Revolution. New York was once the Empire State, and we're seeing this decline. And President Trump wants to bring it back. He doesn't want us to be the Rust Belt. He wants to include everyone in this, regardless of what your station in life is. And that's what I find so fascinating about him. You know, you may not like his personality, but he's authentic. And he truly does care about people, and he wants everyone to succeed. He wants everyone to have a chance at the American dream. And that's why I think he's going to win this election. It's going to be close, and they're going to do everything they can to take it away from him. But I don't think A-listers and some of these celebrities are going to be the people that are going to bring him to the end. I think he's going to the communities that most Republicans don't dare to go to, and they're finding a person that does care about them and does want them to succeed. And I do see that as a really great sign of a leader, and I think that's why Trump is going to pull this election out.
This, it was either this week or the week before, former Governor Andrew Cuomo spoke to a closed-door session about the COVID maneuvers and the policy during his time as governor during the COVID pandemic. Did we learn anything from this hearing?
Well, we learned that the governor, former Governor Cuomo, the disgraced governor, has no remorse. He tried to blame this deadly nursing home order on the hospitals, on the nursing homes, on a staffer, on anyone but Governor Cuomo, who is the person who put that order in place. I remember this so distinctly. It was in 2020. I was actually not in Congress. I was running to get reelected to Congress after I'd lost in 2018. And I was a friend of mine called me and who lived next door to a nursing home and said, there's something going on. There are ambulances coming in and the next day hearses are going out. People are dying in these nursing homes. And we found out, I sounded the alarm. I went on TV and I went on radio in early April. And lo and behold, we found out this deadly nursing home order really was just a disaster and a travesty. And we needlessly lost people before their time in nursing homes, not to mention the isolation and the inability of people to be with their family members and the loss of life. It's one of the reasons one of my signature bills is the Essential Caregivers Bill, inspired by a lot of people in my communities and also the Voices for Seniors, wonderful advocates, trying to help people who had to die alone, who weren't able to be with their loved ones and their family members. And, you know, actually, what's amazing is that Governor Cuomo actually said, who cares? They died. I remember that being a front page news story on the New York Post. And here's a guy with no empathy, no sympathy, no care for people. What a contrast with President Trump, who actually does care about the people in America and wants to see them succeed and wants to see them cared for.
Congresswoman, one last thing. We're about a week away from the primaries, a week from Tuesday. And just a reminder, the district is just a little different for this next go-around, right?
Yes, it's a lot larger. We picked up a few more towns way up in Jefferson County. So it starts way up in the St. Lawrence Seaway, winds all the way around the Lake Ontario, all the way to the end of Niagara County, the border with Canada. We also picked up a couple of towns in Schuyler and in Steuben counties, and a few things were taken out, but tremendous district, still the number one dairy district, the number one ag district, a wonderful part of the world, and we just hope people get out and vote for me on June 25th. I feel like things are going really well. I'm still the only member of Congress that explains every vote that I take in the House. I have the endorsement of President Trump. I have the endorsement of Tom Holman, who is the ICE director, who knows that I'm extremely strong on the border. I have the best record, I think, of anyone who served in the Assembly and in Congress over the last, I don't know how many years, decades, on our protecting our Second Amendment rights. And I wanted just to let everyone know on the 24th, that's the night before the primary, the great Congressman Jim Jordan, a conservative icon who has also endorsed me, is coming to town. He's going to be in Lockport to do a rally for me, to get everybody out to vote. Let's get out and vote. Let's make sure we win this primary big and we can take on the Democrat in November and make sure we keep the House and grow it stronger and get President Trump elected. It's really all we can do to save this country. And I greatly appreciate everyone's support. People have been wonderful. I've been up and down the district all the last few days. I've been back from Washington. It's been tremendous. I really appreciate the support.
Congresswoman Claudia Tenney, always appreciate you making time for us. Have a great weekend.
Thanks so much.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.